we've woken up to the news, and great news it is for Australian sport, WA sport and WA in general, that Justin Langer is the new Cricket Australia coach. 4-year deal, all three forms of the game. JL, congratulations and thanks for joining us on 6IX Breakfast.
Thanks, Tim. I'm a bit nervous, but I'm also really thrilled by it. And it's nice speaking to you this morning as well.
What's the process been like, mate? I know it was a difficult time initially when the fallout from Australian cricket and what took place in South Africa, you sort of bunkered down a little bit. Tell us about the process since the job became available for you and how much you pursued it, or did they, Cricket Australia, come to you?
No, actually, it was really funny because my wife Sue was in London surprising my daughter Jess for her 21st birthday. And the reason I say that is because I was in Mandurah, so I just pulled into the house at Mandurah, and Jeff Marsh rang me and said, "Are you watching this? I said, "Well," he goes, "Darren Lehman's just resigned." And I went, "Oh my gosh." So all of a sudden it went from hypothetical to real, that they'd be looking for this new Australian coach. So I've probably been thinking about it since then. I've had some really good conversations with Cricket Australia, and it's worked out really well, so I'm really excited about it.
Question you've probably got 1,000 times already. Is the brand of the team high on your agenda and trying to rebuild the brand? And look, it's not a basket case. We know that. It's the talent's there. We know how good Australian cricket is in all forms. But is it the brand that you work on, or is that someone else's job?
I think the brand looks after itself. The outcome looks after itself, and people's perceptions of the team will look after it. We've actually got no control over that. What we have got control, like we've had in West Australian cricket for the last 6 years, I think I'm really lucky, Goss, because probably spending more time on the front pages than the back pages. Our performances were reasonably mediocre, I'd say. So what we went about the business of earning respect or re-earning respect amongst the West Australian public and amongst ourselves, actually. And we also went about the business of not only producing great cricketers, but also great people. So if we can use that as the cornerstone here in Australian cricket as well, about earning respect and also producing great cricketers and great Australians, then we should be okay. The outcomes will look after themselves. Hopefully, as I walk away from the WACA, which is going to be sad, people have seen a real change there, and we've left it in good shape and good hands.
Family is crucial to you. In fact, it's number one over anything. We understand that, and you've built that over the years. Can I just ask you then, in regards to how that's going to work for you and how difficult that part of the decision-making process has been?
Yeah, interesting on a couple of levels. One, when it comes to family, one of the best parts of the job was telling my dad. For people who know, my mum passed away a few months ago, and always my philosophy was making mum and dad proud. So when I told dad the other day, he was literally pumped. He was so excited, and he still is. He's really proud. So when it comes to family and my brothers and sisters, they were really excited, and they are excited. And when it comes to Sue and the girls, well, they're equally proud, I think. We understand what we're getting ourselves into. I think we do anyway. And we're looking forward to... We've lived this lifestyle for a long time. Certainly, I don't love my family less for taking it on. In fact, I'm doing it for my family as much as anything, and I'm sure we'll work through it. We've done it for our whole lives, and we'll keep working through it now.
Okay, so when does it happen? I think it's May 26 is the start of the job, although I think it started already.
Yeah, I must admit, since that press conference when Darren resigned, I've probably been thinking about it, so I'm not sure how long that was, 4 or 5 weeks ago. So my mind's been, I was meant to be on leave, but I certainly haven't been my normal hippie self. I've probably been thinking a lot about things, and so my mind's been ticking for some time. Now it's time to roll my sleeves up with all the people who are involved in the team and involved with Australian cricket, and we all bandy together, and we work hard together to make sure we get the outcomes we're looking for.
Appreciate your time. Congratulations, mate, from me personally. My sister Melanie said, just pass on her best. She said, you are what has got her in love with cricket again through the Scorchers and WA. So she's very upset, but she's very pleased because she loves the cricket, Australian cricket team as well. But I think that's the message that everyone would give you from WA. Congratulations again.
Thanks, Goss. Thanks, Melanie. And the support's been incredible. So I'm looking forward to taking on the responsibility.